Hi, this is for Nathaniel Boone, NathanielBoone. Date of service 1/5/2026. Date of accident is. The patient was a resident driver, and his date of birth is 3/16/74. The patient was a resident driver and was rear-ended. He's continuing having multiple issues, including pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 10. Headaches are frontal, reported to be 7. His MRI has not still been done. He is unable to go to sleep, and he is very anxious, panicky. Bad dreams, anxiety is coming. Blurry vision is reported, and he is requesting sleeping pills also. He is doing MRI now. For some reason, he could not do it. And his pain is affecting the whole body, especially the left shoulder, neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 10. With radiation to both legs, all the way involving both the feet and toes. Sciatica is constant. No weakness of the arm is reported. He has a difficult time lifting the shoulder beyond 100 degrees. Pain level is between 8 to 10. ADLs are affected time. The patient reports 0% relief so far. Please review the records for ADL for system review for additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 138 over 96, pulse 58, pulse oxygen 100%. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 12-1-2025, dictation number 1201-063. Rest of the exam will remain the same. Plan is to continue all the medications, which is as follows. Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain, Orotrium 50 milligram PRN for pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram for depression, anxiety, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, Lunesta is provided 1 milligram for sleep. So reviewed labs were reviewed. New labs have been reported, have been obtained. And physical therapy is continuing 2 times a week to the neck, mid-back, lower back, and left shoulder. He remains off work. Also, replacement transportation has been ordered also. Once the MRIs are done, patient will be reviewed again, and we'll go from there for updated treatment plan.